Here's how redistricting works. Legislators agree on a map, then the governor can accept those boundaries or veto them. Next, the state Supreme Court rules on whether the lines meet constitutional standards of fairness. So the next governor could influence the drawing of those maps, which can be engineered to favor one party over another. Winning a 2018 race will also give legislators a leg up when they're running again in 2020. Plus, if they've been in the legislature for multiple terms, they've got a better shot at chairing committees, including the committee that decides on those new district maps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox in Topeka.